For the good of the team, let's disrespect Cam Newton. This is Aaron Keck. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton has led his team to the Super Bowl. He's had an incredible year. He's probably going to be the MVP, but he is still not the NFL's most popular player. That, apparently, is Russell Wilson. Yahoo Sports reports, according to the NFL Players Association, Seahawks quarterback Wilson is number one on the list of top-selling jerseys. Tom Brady, number two. Peyton Manning, number five. Cam Newton, the MVP, number 22, right behind Seattle's tight end, because that makes sense. Cam Newton's not even the top-ranking player on his own team. That'd be Luke Kuechly at number 18. Talk about disrespect, am I right? Talk about disrespect. Of course, we don't have to remind Cam Newton to talk about disrespect. He's a professional athlete. He feeds off disrespect. This is not just a Cam Newton thing. This is every pro athlete. Every time they win a title, it's the exact same interview every time, isn't it? Nobody respected us. Nobody believed in us. Everybody hated us. It was us against the universe. Take it away, Muhammad Ali.
I still got the world!
That's what I'm talking about. Every time, pro athletes, all of them, are constantly living under the impression that nobody respects them, everybody hates them, everybody's out to get them. It's a pathology. It's a professional athletic pathology. Except for the fact that it's not, because this actually isn't about pro athletes. This is about America. This is all of us, you and me. We all feed off disrespect. We're all exactly the same way. There's a really good reason. What do Americans believe in more than anything? Two things. We believe in freedom, and we believe in individualism. It's a really interesting combination. If we believe in freedom, that means we've got to be suspicious of power. Could be political power, economic, physical power. It doesn't matter. We don't like power, and we don't trust people with power because those are the people who can run over the little guy. Those are the people who can threaten our freedom. This is why we're always rooting for the underdog. This is why every Hollywood movie is a plucky little nobody going up against a big, powerful behemoth. This is why Star Wars is plotted out the way it is. But we also believe in individualism. We believe in every individual's right to go out and pursue their own happiness, go after their own interest, work hard, get lucky, get big and rich and successful. It's the American dream. And if we believe in individualism, that means we also have to believe in ourselves. First and foremost, love yourself. Look out for number one. What do these two things mean put together? If we mistrust power, if we believe in the little guy, and if we believe in ourselves, then we have to believe, all of us have to believe, that we are the little guy. Doesn't matter how big and rich and powerful and supported and beloved we really are, for the American mentality to work, I have to believe that I am the underdog. I am the plucky little nobody. Powerful forces are lining up against me, and it's me and my friends against the world. This, in case you were ever wondering, is why our foreign policy is so schizophrenic. We don't really know how to handle the fact that we're the most powerful country in the world. It doesn't work with our worldview. But this is also why you find so many straight white men who say they're the real victims. This is why so many Christian leaders say they feel oppressed in a country that's still 85% Christian. This is why you, like 90% of Americans, probably think of yourself as middle class, no matter how rich or poor you really are. And every time your team wins the championship, this is why it always feels like they overcame such incredible adversity. Everybody hated us. Nobody believed in us. It was us against the world. So here is my message to Panthers fans. This week, let's all come together and support our quarterback. We got a few days left. Let's get Cam Newton motivated. Go to Walmart right now. Go to Target. Go to the mall. Get online and buy as many Peyton Manning jerseys as you possibly can and wear those babies around loudly and proudly. Take pictures of yourself wearing them and tweet them at Cam Newton every day. You want Cam Newton to win the Super Bowl? Make sure he feels disrespected. After all, it's the American way. This is Aaron Keck.